Clear your mind. Let us in. We're here to help. You've spent your whole life fighting. You've balanced wants against needs. The time has come to stop fighting. If you need it, we provide it. Relax. It's about time that the Moral Influx Company gives you everything you've ever wanted. Find bliss in the grayscale. Let's begin, shall we? The time, the present. Location, Antarctica. The sound above you, a bird descending from the sky.
Woo! Feels good to be back!
Oh, you weren't lying about the wind.
You'll get used to it.
What? What did he say?
Come on, we can chit-chat inside. Once you get warm, I'll show you around.
No need. Been here before.
He likes to brag about it being his second excavation.
Yep. Russ and I dug through a shit ton of ice back 5 years ago. But I see some things have changed. I was expecting Jones.
No Jones. I'm Boyd.
What's your specialty?
I don't copy.
He wants to know your field of study.
I'm armed forces.
Armed forces?
What, they bring you in to guard the door from Yetis?
Officially, I'm the communications specialist. Private sector pays well.
Only problem is it's cold as a witch's left tit.
What?
Don't let him corrupt you. He hasn't matured at all since third grade.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Mr. Russell informed me that you all grew up together.
Uh-oh, what else did he tell you?
Not much. I try not to disturb him. He's been very focused since we arrived last week.
Yeah, so focused that he can't come greet us. Hey, Russell!
Where are you, you sick bastard?
Sir, you haven't been cleared yet to...
Just let him do his thing. I'm Dr. Cruz.
Yes, I read about you in the dossier.
Oh, this is too fun. I've never had a dossier. It's not my usual kind of work.
Then how did you get roped into excavating a dormant drill site on Antarctica?
Russell offered. You know, we used to roam the woods behind our houses, the three of us. They wanted to be Indiana Jones. I wanted to be Gertrude Bell. We always believed that we would really find Atlantis, or the Holy Grail, or the Fountain of Youth. I guess this is kind of the closest I'll get to that nonsense dream.
I wanted to be Luke Skywalker.
And here you are on Hoth. Dreams do come true.
Is Russell hiding or something?
He's at the site. Our thermal monitor showed odd readings.
Thermal monitor?
He wanted to check it out. He was very adamant.
Does he think there's something alive under the ice? Shape-shifting aliens? Wait. Has Russell's first name been Kurt this whole time?
This is nothing like the thing.
I don't know, Cruz. Bunch of scientists like us come to Antarctica and get picked off one by one. Could happen.
Why wait and see? We're going to join Russell at the site now.
I wouldn't advise that. It will be dark soon.
Too dark to see the aliens?
She's got moxie. Catch you later, Boyd.
Boyd to Russell.
Go ahead.
The team has arrived. You were right. They're joining you now.
Perfect. Keep the walkie handy. Russell, over and out.
Tonight's heroes. Cruz, Messner, and Russell. Scientists, explorers, friends, hoping for the discovery of a lifetime. Tonight, they will find just that, for under the ice, we are detecting irregular amounts of wonder on the grayscale.
Unbelievable.
Hello? Hello! Someone ordered two frozen scientists.
Took you long enough.
No great to see a mess. How are the kids?
It's great to see you, Cruz. How are the kids?
They're lovely, Russ. Thanks for asking.
So what was so important that it couldn't wait until morning? You know, we've been traveling all day, haven't ate any dinner.
Shut up for a second, would you? Extraordinary.
What was all of that?
That was the sound of discovery.
That the, thermal monitor Boyd told us all about?
It reads more than just thermal energy.
What did it discover?
There's been erratic activity for days, but now it's stable.
What stable?
Yeah, you gotta help us out here, Russ. Why are we here?
I'm afraid I wasn't quite honest with you when I invited you.
So, we're not excavating a drill site?
No, we are doing that. The site is just... it's dormant because the last few teams that have tried to use it all went in and never came out.
You made us come all the way to the bottom of the planet to play a joke on us. I don't see it.
It's true. No one has come back out of that drill site. They go in, under the ice, look around, and vanish. And now it's safe for us to go in.
Why would we go into a dangerous place willingly?
There's been consistent readings. The middle of the area is hot, pulsing, almost like there is a hot spring. We've sent some optics down there, remote control stuff. It gets too bright to see anything, but we've got samples. There's life under there. Bacteria.
So?
It's not from here. It's all indigenous to Caribbean climates. Don't you see it? Come on, guys.
I'm really trying, Russ.
What was our goal? Since the beginning.
You don't honestly think.
You bet your ass I do.
You think that right outside this tent, under that ice, is the Fountain of Youth?
Holy crap, you've lost your mind.
There's only one way to know for sure. We've gotta go in.
Don't you want to wait till tomorrow, when it's not uninhabitable out there?
The monitor says we go now. Who knows if mankind will ever get this shot again?
Okay. That's if we really did find a fictional, mythical fountain and not just some place where oil drill guys go to die.
They're not dead. They just didn't come back. Why would you?
You're not really thinking of doing this, are you, Cruz?
Cruz, trust me. It has to be us. It's meant to be.
I didn't come out here for nothing.
Yes. So we've got to start with rappelling, then it's mostly walk.
This is the part where we uncover the aliens, I swear to God. Guys, wait for me!
Are we going the right way?
Yes, I'm positive.
How could you know that?
I've been mapping the thermal readings.
Yeah, but you got no map.
I know where we're going. We have to keep going down.
It's getting darker. Were we supposed to start seeing bright lights?
Soon. Until, keep your headlamps on.
Ah, shit!
What's wrong?
I tripped on something.
You okay?
He'll live. Let's keep moving.
Have some compassion for your friend, why don't you?
I do. I'm sorry, miss. I just know we have a limited window.
And if you would have told me that from the beginning, I would have been more prepared. But you didn't. So I didn't have the right equipment. And it's a whole thing.
Why didn't you tell us sooner?
He doesn't trust us.
I absolutely trust you. I thought you'd be the only ones to believe me. But if you don't, you should turn back now.
No, I couldn't turn back now even if I wanted. Going back alone would be suicide. I don't know where I am. I'm not equipped. I don't even know what direction we just came from.
Miss, Russ, we're here and we're going to complete our mission. We always do. We always have.
I'm sorry, Russ.
Don't worry about it. Are you good to go?
Yeah.
What did you trip on?
I don't know, some ice or... wait, it's something man-made. What is that?
A music box.
I had one like that when I was a kid. Grandma gave it to me. Family heirloom. Let me see it.
How'd it get down here?
It played the same song, too.
Maybe one of the drillers left it behind.
But why would one of those guys bring a music box with him?
Keep playing.
What does that mean?
The inscription, keep playing, that's what it said on my music box. Grandma wanted me to never stop learning or trying or something like that, I can't remember. She told me if I felt the world getting to me to just keep winding the music box and it'd keep playing.
Why are you telling us this?
This box, it has the same inscription.
That sounds bad, but it's gotta be a common inscription, right? Something grandmas tell their granddaughters?
I've never heard it from anyone else before.
Well, there's no way that it's your music box.
I'm not sure. It looks the same. The writing...
What the hell's that?
We're not alone.
How's that possible?
The lamps are out.
I've got flares.
Hello? Who's out there?
Everyone shut up. Shut up. Back to back. Now. Quiet. Let's ride this out. Turn that off, Cruz.
I can't. You just have to wait until it runs out.
Fine. No other sounds.
Safe to move now?
No way to tell.
How many flares you got left?
This is it.
I think we should go. Try this again later, or, you know, never.
Russ, I think he's right. We're not in the backyard. It's time to stop playing Explorer.
We can't leave.
Russ, we have to.
No, I don't know which direction we came from.
Are you serious? I thought you had a map in your head.
I did too, but I can't. It's like the memory is gone.
We're dead then. You're telling me we're dead?
Not quite. Russ to Boyd? Come in, Boyd.
Why didn't you do that earlier?
Because earlier we were in control.
Great. Now we're blind and defenseless.
Back to back.
Russ to Boyd?
Come in, Boyd.
Go ahead.
Boyd, we're in serious trouble. We're about an hour into the site. Specific location is unknown. We need you to come get us. We have no light.
How did you get on this channel?
What? Boyd, it's Russell.
I know Russ, and you don't sound anything like him.
The security code is Alpha 857 Charlie 3.
Russ, why do you sound like that?
I don't know what you're talking about. It's got to be on your end. Drop what you're doing and come get us.
I'll get there as soon as I can. Hold on, guys. Over and out.
So we just wait now?
I don't think there's much else we can do.
We could keep going for the fountain.
Without any light?
What, are you guys scared?
No.
I'm never scared.
Funny, all I hear is two chickens. Bawk, 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 bawk! I expect better of you, Cruz.
What's that supposed to mean?
That means you're dead weight and you always have been messed.
Stop it!
I knew you never liked me. Why even invite me to come along?
It was the only way to get Cruz.
This is exactly why we grew apart. You two never play nice.
I just wanted to show you something cool, and you shit all over it.
Keep playing. Keep playing.
Listen to me.
I don't want to die. Not like this. Not with him.
Then you don't have to. I'm going to find the fountain. Let's go, Cruz.
I'm not going.
You're going to stay here with that baby?
Stop picking on me.
Don't let him do that to you. What is your problem?
You treat him like a baby, and he'll act like one. Grow up, stupid.
If you're gonna be a bully, then just go. We don't want you here. I don't want you here.
Fine. I'm leaving. I never liked you. Either of you.
You suck, you know that?
Give me that.
Hey! Huh. That was my grandma's. You didn't have to break it.
But I want it to. I hate that box and I hate you. So long, losers.
I'm sorry I made you come here.
Shh, it's okay.
No, it's not. We're in trouble. I got us in trouble.
Stop crying.
I want to go home. I want to go home.
Me too. Shh.
Hello? Anyone there?
What is that?
Boy DeRuss, I don't know if you can hear me, but I've got to be close to you. I found something weird. There's two bodies. Infants. Can't be more than a year old. There's also, an action figure. A Luke Skywalker action figure. I don't know what this means. I'm gonna continue on. Please contact me. Over and out. Who's there? Hello? Hello?
Tonight's find, the discovery of a lifetime. An entire lifetime. Further proof that the more things change, the more they remain the same. It doesn't take a talented explorer to find that some dreams should remain just that, buried under the surface. Or be subject to judgment from the grayscale.
The Grayscale is a production of CPT Broadcast, the audio storytelling arm of Critical Point Theater, an ensemble-based performance company. You can hear more about what we do, including our other podcasts, at criticalpointtheater.com. Critical Point Theater is a sponsored project of Fractured Atlas, a nonprofit arts service organization. The Grayscale is produced by Executive Director Julia Katz, Executive Producer Dylan James Amick, Podcast Production Manager Chelsea Rugg, and the head honcho of all CPT podcasts, Andrew Terrence Caberline. The Grayscale theme was composed by Michael Gugliotti. The Music Box Will Play for As Long As You Wind It was written and directed by Andrew Terrence Caberline and edited by Chelsea Rugg. The episode starred Hank Morris, Torin Van Houten, Jarvis Matthews, and Philip Coulton, with Julia Ann Rather as the what. The Grayscale is available on iTunes. Please subscribe, rate, and review, and join us on February 14th for our final episode.
To die is to be forgotten. To be forgotten is to die. No chance of answer. Nothing in the dark.
Agent Bailey?
Agent Morris.
Come here. I want to see you.